It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's U.S. House members will vote today on a Democratic policing reform measure. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The George Floyd Justice and Policing Act is expected to go before the full House later today and pass largely along party lines. All four Colorado Democrats are co-sponsors of the bill, which would create a national registry to track police misconduct and prohibit use of chokeholds and no-knock warrants in drug-related cases. Republicans have been supportive of a Senate bill which failed to advance in that chamber Wednesday. Representatives Ken Buck and Scott Tipton have signed on as co-sponsors of the House version of that bill. With both Democrats and Republicans dug in, it leaves in question whether Congress will be able to pass any police reform legislation. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Denver's district attorney says she'll work to address racial justice in her office. During an online public meeting last night, D.A. Beth McCann said she wants to build more trust between law enforcement and communities of color.
I look forward to the opportunity to work with members of the community, members of the police department, as well as other government agencies in order to look very closely at our system and make some bold changes.
McCann also explained her decision last week not to charge the Denver police officer who shot and killed William DeBose last month. She says self-defense laws justified the shooting. Police say DeBose aimed a gun at them. His family has disputed the events that led to his death. Garfield County in western Colorado says it could lose its public health variance to an uptick in COVID-19 cases. The county confirmed 44 cases over a recent two-week period and could lose its variance if it sees 60 cases in 2 weeks. The state approved the variance last month, which allowed up to 175 people at restaurants and places of worship in Garfield County, which includes Colorado Glenwood Springs and Carbondale. This is CPR News.